Yes, you talked about raising a level of debate. Well, you can try. I mean, this listener, who remains anonymous, just texted to say, this guy's an idiot. What was your level of debate before you listened to Stuart Lansley, I wonder? Lots of feedback, as you can imagine, about universal basic income. UBI sounds like a very balanced way to begin to transform our extremely precarious world. Thanks for this positive interview, giving me more trust that there are intelligent and caring people in the world. On the other hand, this one, not signed by anybody, says, "Morning, Kim. Trust you are well." It's somewhat worrying to hear such communist talk on the airwaves. You are funny. Would have liked your guest, Stuart, to mention one example of where socialist rule has transpired in a most positive way. We must, I guess, have those dreamers and idealists in the world, however dangerous they are. Certain individuals were most probably never told that life is not fair. I imagine this text was written apropos of Philippa Gander's mention of older people and needing sleep and cleansing out their brains by means of the sleep. Anyway, it says, in your examination of human aging, have you seen studies of Montelukast, an old, harmless, cheap asthma drug that in blind controls showed that in old rats, this drug enabled them to recover and retain navigation and memory long after the drug regime stopped? Why no human studies to follow? Why are the old not given this medicine to enhance their mental acuity? Too cheap? Too easy? No profit, maybe? Don't they want us to live forever? Seems suspicious to me. Just swept out of sight and mind. I had to beg my GP to prescribe this harmless drug for me. It worked. I still have my marbles. You sent me that text four times. And Montelukast has fairly common and quite serious side effects that make it sound not exactly harmless, which may explain why your GP was loath to prescribe it. But yeah, you may be right. The GP may well be part of the global conspiracy to deprive old people of their marbles.